Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Remarriage brings a whole set of new challenges to a family, especially for the children. And moms feel extra pressured to build unity in the home. Speaker and author Laura Petherbridge has learned how to thrive, not just survive, as a stepmom. And she shared dozens of practical insights and tips from her book, The 101 Tips for the Smart Stepmom, Expert Advice from One Stepmom to Another. And she spoke to the emotional toll of, in a sense, losing a parent from the child's perspective.
That's right. It's a devastating experience when a child loses their mother, either because she chose to leave them or death, or there is a wound to the soul with the loss of a mother that is very different than anything else I've ever seen. I've been in ministry over 25 years, and yes, daddy wounds are significant and they're difficult, but when there's the mommy wound, there's just something about that when a mother abandons her children, there is a wound to that the stepmom is really steps into almost being a counselor, a therapist. She has to get a lot of help in order to co-parent this child, because the child is in deep grief and often very angry, very depressed, just it comes out in all kinds of ways as the child grows. Doesn't mean there can't be a happy ending. It doesn't mean the child can't get help and be okay. I don't want to be giving a doom and gloom. I'm just saying that for that child, the stepmom really is in a unique position where she's got to get intense help on how to co-parent a child that has lost their mother.
We've had Ron Deal on in the past, and I know he talks about that 7-year marker that, you know, whether it's grief or whatever, that a blend doesn't really happen. There's a lot of years. I mean, your kids are pretty much grown by the time they can actually start blending, it seems like.
That's absolutely correct. And 7 years, you ask almost any step family expert, and they will tell you that right about year 7, and people don't like hearing that. They think that's ridiculous. But almost all of them later will come back and go, yep, you were absolutely right. That's about how long it takes for the family members to start viewing each other as siblings, if they're ever going to, it usually starts happening right about that time. Some never get there. Some sometimes get there a little bit sooner, especially if they're together all the time. Again, the full-time step-parent, it can blend and bond sooner than that, but usually that's about how long it takes for the child to get. And part of that is because children are behind in the grieving process. For the adult, they usually take 2 to 4 years to grieve the death of a marriage, death or divorce. But the child is usually 2 to 3 years behind the parent in the grieving process. And that's why it takes so long.